free. Go to freecriscore.com. Enter promo code FREE.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
6 o'clock. CBS News, I'm Frank Settapane. Japan's prime minister calls it an unforgivable threat. In a new video directed at the Japanese public, ISIS says it's going to kill two hostages unless the government pays a huge ransom.
You now have 72 hours to pressure your government in making a wise decision by paying the $200 million to save the lives of your citizens.
This is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo. The video shows two kneeling hostages dressed in orange, identified as Kenji Goto and Haruna Yukawa. A terrorist in a black mask waving a knife demands a ransom of $200 million. That's the same amount Japan has pledged to countries fighting Islamic State terrorists.
European authorities are keeping the pressure on suspected ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists. CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker is live with the latest on that.
Pre-dawn raids in Germany, where some 200 police officers descended on 13 homes around the capital, Berlin. Most of those targeted belonged to the same mosque as two suspected members of an Islamist terror cell who were arrested last week. They are charged with trying to funnel fighters to Syria. And in France, four men go before a judge today to face possible charges of aiding Amedy Coulibaly. He's the gunman killed after shooting dead four hostages in a kosher supermarket. Frank?
President Obama's State of the Union address tonight will include proposals on taxes and free college for every student that he knows the Republican Congress won't pass. So why is he doing it? Professor Leonard Steinhorn is a CBS News political consultant.
What President Obama wants to do tonight is to set the agenda, to frame the issues, to take the initiative, to lay out his priorities so that people are responding to him rather than the opposite.
A pipeline leak that dumped 50,000 gallons of oil into the Yellowstone River is threatening the water supply in Glendive, Montana. Christy Pinozzo is with the State Department of Environmental Quality.
Our initial report from the public water supply operators were that everything was fine, but then we started getting complaints from people having gas smells in their water.
A case the Supreme Court hears a few hours from now will look at state laws that ban elected judges from asking for political donations. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Florida bars judicial candidates from directly soliciting campaign contributions. ACLU Executive Director Stephen Shapiro considers that unconstitutional and ineffective.
Florida is drawing a series of lines that don't make a lot of sense.
Supporters of the restriction say it keeps donations from influencing decisions.
Money and justice do not belong in the same sentence.
Bert Brandenburg of Justice at Stake.
Vince Wilfork's work wasn't done when the New England Patriots beat the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC title game. Hours later, the 325-pound defensive tackle helped troopers pull a Patriots fan from her overturned SUV.
I'm pretty sure she was kind of scared. So the last thing I wanted to do is have her panic. And that's the first thing I told her. I said, don't panic. I'll get you out of here.
S&P futures are up 8 points. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood. If back, muscle, or joint pain is something you're starting the new year with, make a resolution to stop it with Salonpas Jet Spray. This fast-acting, no-mess spray contains two powerful pain-relieving ingredients that soothe muscle and joint pain. Salonpas Jet Spray is easy to apply, easy to carry with you, and it has the strength to last for up to 8 hours between applications. Look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. Salonpas, for targeted relief.
Now for a word from Joe Stettinius, Chief Executive of the Americas at DTZ.
Cassidy Turley is now DTZ, a global leader in commercial real estate, providing occupiers, tenants, and investors a full spectrum of commercial real estate solutions. Experience a new leader in commercial real estate services. Experience DTZ.
To learn more about DTZ, visit DTZ.com. New year, new opportunity. DTZ.
Canadian scientists may have found a way to beat jet lag. CBS's Jim Shanaby tells us it's a pill that appears to reset the body's internal clock, altering circadian rhythms to deal with sudden changes in sleeping patterns.
Researchers reporting in the Journal of the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology say this pill contains a steroid-based compound called a glucocorticoid, which appears to play a central role in how the brain sends signals to the various organs, synchronizing the body clock. Disrupted circadian rhythm can affect not only sleep, but physical and mental performance. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe spent the night in a Richmond hospital. McAuliffe's being treated for complications from the 7 broken ribs he suffered when he was thrown from a horse. The mishap took place on a trip to Tanzania during the Christmas holiday period. McAuliffe had to have some fluid drained. Doctors say they expect him to make a full recovery. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on a GEICO app.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
This morning on WCHL, among events across the nation, on Monday, celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was a rally and march held in Chapel Hill.
We all hope that there's a generation in the future of young people who will wake up and not be burdened with issues of racism.
Around 200 Hillsboro marchers gathered downtown on a beautiful sunny day with the 20th anniversary Northern Orange Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. And Eno River Association has been defending the environment for nearly 50 years. This week, the nonprofit faced a new type of threat. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, yesterday, UNC officials confirmed the news that had been reported unofficially for weeks. Former Auburn head football coach Gene Chizik has been hired to succeed Vic Cunning as UNC football's defensive coordinator. And
every time I hear Dookie V go off on Coach K, I think, get a room.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, and a mostly sunny day staring us in the face. It's going to be nice today. High today up in the middle 60s, a little warmer than expected, but really almost like a nice spring day. Among events across the country on Monday, celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was a rally and march held right here in Chapel Hill. WCHL's Blake Hodge was there.
As the sun rose higher in the Carolina blue sky on Monday morning, hundreds came out to the post office on Franklin Street to take part in the march and rally to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and continue spreading his message. Music was provided by the UNC Gospel Choir.
God is great, oh, and greatly to be praised.
Standing on the steps of the post office, Madrid Smith, a first-year student and psychology major at UNC, gave a speech about the obstacles that still stand in the way as a community while battling racism.
We're seeing issues of race being brought up that aren't new. They've just been unresolved. Police brutality, been happening. Mass incarceration, been happening. Disparities in racial economic power, been happening and been here since we were brought here.
Smith says that he continues to hear people question what is left to be done in the fight for equal rights.
Why is racism still an issue? There's no more slaves. Everybody has the right to vote. Immigration laws are a little more lenient. A lot of places have a lot more diversity. Special programs and initiatives have been set up to give us equal opportunity. We've done everything physically possible to solve the race issue, but have we done everything mentally possible?
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt was in attendance at the march. He says that it's important to hear the issues that are touching your community when you have been elected as a leader. Kleinschmidt adds that it is wonderful to see the young people in the community getting involved.
We all hope that there's a generation in the future of young people who will wake up and not be burdened with issues of racism, sexism, homophobia, and they're going to have equal opportunity. For young people, particularly like our speaker today, a first-year student at UNC, to realize that that work needs to be maintained and continue and to expand in the future provides hope that generation will wake up and be provided those opportunities.
Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, who was also at the rally, says that the event was rejuvenating.
It was absolutely faith-restoring, as was said by the speaker. Understanding the challenges that we face now from institutionalized racism and discrimination and how we need to be aware of that and engage that. It was inspiring.
Those at the event made their way from the post office down Franklin Street, chanting along the way. Before assembling in First Baptist Church. Now, once inside, a festive atmosphere developed very quickly. There was singing, dancing in the aisle, and prayer, all in the lead-up to the address from Michelle Laws, who's executive director of the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP. The North Carolina NAACP is the second largest state chapter in the country, only behind New York. Laws was happy to see the diverse crowd of those who were taking part in the day's celebration.
But then there are those of us who come because this is the place where the Lord renews our strength and restores our joy and strengthens our faith after we have been battling on the battlefield for justice.
Laws calls for remembering the families of those nationally known cases that charged racial tensions in 2014.
Georgia Farrell, the mother of Jonathan Farrell. We hear the cry of Hillary Bell and Nicole Paltrow, the mother and fiance of Sean Bell. We hear the cry of Sabrina Fulton, the mother of Trayvon Martin. We hear the cry of Sabrina Fulton, the
Law says that the moral movement will not back down from the pressure that they have put on lawmakers. She adds that there is strength in numbers as the movement spreads to new areas. On the day celebrating the life, legacy, and message brought forward 50 years ago by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the overriding theme on Monday was that there remains more work to do. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks for that report, Blake. We'll tell you what happened in Hillsboro yesterday to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. King. Coming up next, WCHL News Time, 6:12.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
Investing in bonds involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices will fall. When interest rates fall, prices will rise.
I'm at a place in my life where I need investment income. That's why I invest in tax-free municipal bonds. I love the income they provide. Income that's federally tax-free. At this point, that's exactly the kind of income I need.
Tax-free municipal bonds can serve as the cornerstone for a conservative portfolio. They offer income that's tax-free. Henyon & Walsh is a leading expert in tax-free municipal bonds. We're committed to finding you the best bonds to meet your investment goals. We'll even send you our informative bond guide, absolutely free, if you call right now. 1-800-908-5154. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, consider municipal bonds. Take charge of your investments today and keep more of your hard-earned money. Call now to receive your copy of our informative bond guide. It's free, so call right now. 1-800-908-5154. 1-800-908-5154. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz, in the morning news. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
6:15 at WCHL, about 200 Hillsboro marchers gathered downtown yesterday for the King celebration in Hillsboro. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
Members of the Hillsboro Board of Commissioners, the Orange County Board of Education, and the Orange County Board of Commissioners were among those who gathered at the Hillsboro Courthouse at 9 a.m. to celebrate King's legacy. Orange County Commissioners Chair Earl McKee paid tribute to him and others of the civil rights movement who are no longer with us.
Too many of those voices were silenced by violence. Some because they insisted on the right to vote. Some because they insisted on the right to sit or to ride where they chose. And unfortunately, some simply because they spoke the truth. Those voices are gone now. They're part of history. But lest that history be forgotten, we must speak not only for them, but for our children and our children's children.
Dr. Stephen Halkiotis, chair of the Board of Education and longtime Orange County educator, picked up on that theme and railed against politicians who seek to move the nation back to old, discriminatory policies.
Young people have to remember their history. Young people have to be taught their history. Young people need to remember, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And there are people in Raleigh and in Washington, D.C. today that want to turn back the clock. They want to bring back what was the good old days for them. They were not the good old days for Dr. King.
Reverend Dr. George I. Allison of New Hope Baptist Church in Greensboro had sharp words for Republican leaders who've worked steadfastly against the president's efforts to expand health care coverage.
The enemy said, we cannot leave this thing else as the affordable health care. We got to call it Obamacare. Affordable health care will help everybody. When we call it Obamacare, then we can relegate it to a black man.
The first leg of the morning march took citizens to the Dickerson Chapel AME Church, where Reverend George Cruz III of Ladisville Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Hurdle Mills lamented the fates of Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida, Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and Eric Garner in Staten Island, New York.
We have a problem going on in our country where young black boys are being killed, murdered, if you will, shot down and even choked out. Not by some militant group that have the same letters three times in a row, but it's by the folks that were called to serve and protect.
By contrast, the relationships on display between law enforcement officers and Orange County marchers were warm, friendly, and often familiar, with lots of handshakes and even hugs. The last stop on the march was at Mount Bright Missionary Baptist Church, where a service was held inside. Rhonda Brooks of Hillsboro was there, joined by a family friend and two young kids, Brooks' niece and granddaughter. Brooks said she wanted the kids to take away one important message from King's work.
He did that march and did all that boycotting and stuff for all of us, for everybody to be one. And that's what I want them to know. Everybody can be one big happy family.
That is Danny Hooley reporting from Hillsboro. That's what happened there yesterday in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. 6:18 WCHL. More news throughout the morning here on WCHL and what happened at yesterday's MLK celebrations in Chapel Hill, Hillsboro, and elsewhere. Time now to turn to Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Well, not a lot of traffic out there so far, but that situation is going to change in just a little while. Nikki Morris is in the newsroom. She'll be reporting on traffic. You'll hear from her in just a few minutes here. And in the meantime, if you want to tell us about something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce invites you to celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center Thursday, January 29th at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Actually, feels good out there this morning, 39 degrees right now, mostly sunshine, high today in the middle 60s, tonight partly cloudy, and our overnight low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Pretty good weather here. Grimble Jewelers is the place to go. Grimble's is always there for you. If you're looking for an engagement ring or something as simple as a new watch battery, Grimble's is it. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next door to Whole Foods. WCHL Championship Sports now. A lot to report this morning. On Monday, UNC officials finally confirmed the news that had been reported unofficially for weeks. Former Auburn head football coach Gene Chizik has been hired to succeed Vic Koning as UNC football's defensive coordinator. Chizik served as defensive coordinator at Stephen F. Austin, Central Florida, Auburn, and Texas before a two-year stint at Iowa State, the head coach there, and 4 years coaching Auburn. In 6 years as a head coach, his record was 38-38, including 33-19 in Auburn from 2009 to 2012, a tenure that included the 2010 NCAA championship. Chizik is a high-profile hire for a football team that has struggled defensively for several years, but he also carries some potential baggage as Auburn was under NCAA scrutiny for much of his tenure as head coach. He's reportedly signed a 3-year contract with UNC worth about $700,000 per year. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Art Chansky of Chapelboro.com about the news.
Art, what's your take? There's so many different things that we could talk about with this.
Oh, no question, Aaron. You know, for the most part, it has to be seen as a good hire for Carolina because he's somewhat of a proven defensive coordinator, and we had about the worst defense in the country last year, so maybe you and I could coach a defense and it would be a little better than it was last year because there's nowhere to go but up. And, you know, on every part of it, the other thing people have to consider is under the cloud that Carolina has lived over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, we're not the most desirable place to come go to school, to work. So we may not think about it this way, but it's pretty hard to get someone to come work here for a couple of reasons. We don't pay as much as the SEC schools. Mm-hmm. And until the NCAA finally rules again and gets through this thing, there's still somewhat of an uncertainty about our future. But, you know, like Will Muschamp, for example, was the head coach at Florida for 3 years, didn't do much. He won 11 games 1 year, but he was fired for going 4-8 his last year. He was out of work for 13 days.
There's a lot more to that story in the interview with Aaron Keck and Art Chansky. You can get it on our website, chapelboro.com. Longtime UNC observer Art Chansky of chapelboro.com and WCHL speaking with Aaron Keck yesterday about that big hire. It's official now. Gene Chizik is the new defensive coordinator at Carolina. And in other news this morning, believe it or not, we're just a few weeks out from the season opener at Bosch Amher Stadium. You ready for baseball? In week one of our countdown to first pitch baseball preview series, we head to the mound to spotlight junior ace Trent Thornton. WCHL's Avery Trindle recently had the chance to sit down with the Tar Heel slinger.
Last year, during his first full season as a starting pitcher, Trent Thornton continued on his path towards the major leagues, leading team starters in wins, strikeouts, and ERA. While the pros are his dream, he says that his focus this season is on the Tar Heels and staying healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been a dream to get drafted and make to the major leagues, but you can't look too far ahead in the future. You got to focus on what you have today, and you know, that's something that I've really focused on, is taking it day by day, because you never know what can happen.
Recognizing that injuries can cut an athlete's career short in a heartbeat, Trent says that if he didn't play baseball, he would put his business major to good use and pursue his goals in that area.
I've actually thought about this a lot lately. You know, I'd really like to stay in the game of baseball some way, coaching could be an option, but I'd really like to start my own business.
And if you happen to be looking for Trent Thornton during the offseason, you may just have to take a look outside, saying that his favorite hobbies include many different outdoor activities, from fishing to golf.
You know, I like to keep pretty busy. I like to stay outside. You know, I like to fish, play ultimate frisbee, disc golf, golf. So, you know, if it's outside, you know, I'm normally doing something there.
I asked Trent to describe his pitching style and what his go-to pitch would be if he ever got the chance to face Derek Jeter with a perfect game on the line. He says it would not be in his personality to back down.
I'm going to go with the fastball. Just try to blow it by him. Up and in or low and away. Bulldog mentality, you know, I go out there with a chip on my shoulder every day. Like I have something to prove.
When it comes to his relationship with Coach Mike Fox, Thornton says he credits his sense of humor with helping them build a strong bond with one another over the past 3 years.
I think Coach Fox is a great coach. I think we have a very good relationship. You know, I like to joke around with him a lot, and kind of, I have a pretty good sense of humor, I'd say. And, you know, I like to put a smile on his face any way I can.
Despite a disappointing end to last season that saw the Heels eliminated in the first round of the NCAA tournament, Trent says that he's aware this year's bunch has plenty to prove, but he sees no reason they shouldn't have championship expectations for themselves.
That is Trent Thornton, Carolina pitcher with Avery Trendle, and a preview of Carolina baseball, believe it or not, 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. Our CBS News colleague David Begno tells us that there is a new state law in Arizona that says that you cannot get a high school diploma there without passing a civics test.
Called the American Civics Act, the new law aims to have students prove that they know American history and government.
Does State Senator Steve Yarbrough like the law? Yes, he does. In fact, he sponsored it.
This is the same test that people have to take and pass to become a U.S. citizen.
But Sue Campbell, a public school teacher in Phoenix, liked the law. No, she does not.
It is redundant and not needed. Politicians have once again micromanaged part of the American public school.
The story after this. You know all that mail you get for pre-approved credit cards? That led to David's identity theft nightmare. Somebody stole his mail, accepted a credit card offer in his name, and snatched the card from his mailbox. He even got a driving citation after a criminal used his identity during a traffic stop. This motivated David to become a member of LifeLock, an industry leader in identity theft protection. In the time since he signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. With their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Make a resolution to help protect yourself in 2015 with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use my last name, Osgood, to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Or call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. 800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions.
To pass the civics test that will be required of Arizona high school graduates, you have to answer 60 out of 100 different questions correctly. What sort of questions, David Begno?
Questions such as, we elect a U.S. senator for how many years?
A senator's term. Anyone? Anyone?
2 years.
8 years?
Between 2 and 4 years. I have no idea.
The correct answer is 6. Next question, David.
Who was the president during World War I?
Evelyn Villegas' hand goes up.
Woodrow Wilson was the president?
She's right. Villegas would likely pass the new test.
Oh, yeah.
She's a high school senior who is also undocumented.
When I decide to take my citizenship test, the information that I learn in class will give me an advantage.
The class of 2017 will be the first students required to take the test in order to graduate. Anyone who fails may retake it until they pass.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
Hannah Ruth presents Love is in the Air Sweetheart Ball for all seniors ages 60 and up. The semi-formal event is on Friday, February 6th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Seymour Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Both singles and couples are encouraged to attend. Join us for a night of food, fun, and dancing. For more information, email hannahruthfoundation@gmail.com or call 919-260-4555. Thank you, WCHL, for supporting local nonprofits.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
Your Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce brings you a look at the latest weather forecast. 630, WCHL, 39 degrees, mostly sunshine, high today in the middle 60s today. Believe it or not, you hear that? High in the middle 60s? Love the sound of that. Tonight, partly cloudy and low in the low 40s. And tomorrow, we're looking at a partly sunny day, a high in the upper 40s. The Chamber of Commerce invites you to celebrate the success of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center Thursday, January 29th at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Go to carolinachamber.org/annual meeting.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Over the week, if substantial money is not paid.
Just as how your government has made the foolish decision to pay $200 million to fight the Islamic State, you now have 72 hours to pressure your government in making a wise decision by paying the $200 million to save the lives of your citizens.
Terror expert Shashank Joshi is in London.
It's clear from the preposterous amount that they've requested as a ransom that their intention isn't really to negotiate for cash, but is almost certainly to kill the hostages and secure more publicity.
This threat to kill the hostages and demanding big money not to do so.
It clearly hopes for some advantage, but it really isn't any kind of change in tactics. It's ISIS doing what ISIS has done for well over a year.
Being held a Japanese man who'd been in Syria to join up with militants, and also being held a freelance journalist, Japan's prime minister has not announced whether the $200 million ransom will be paid. Says he'll do the utmost to secure the hostages' release. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 39 degrees, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ryan Stutz. Among events across the nation on Monday celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., there was a rally in March held in downtown Chapel Hill. WCHL's Blake Hodge was there.
As the sun rose higher in the Carolina blue sky on Monday morning, hundreds came out to the post office on Franklin Street to take part in the march and rally to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and continue spreading his message. Music was provided by the UNC Gospel Choir.
God is great, oh, and greatly to be praised.
Standing on the steps of the post office, Madrid Smith, a first-year student and psychology major at UNC, gave a speech about the obstacles that still stand in the way as a community while battling racism.
We're seeing issues of race being brought up that aren't new. They've just been unresolved. Police brutality, been happening. Mass incarceration, been happening. Disparities in racial economic power been happening and been here since we were brought here.
Smith says that he continues to hear people question what is left to be done in the fight for equal rights.
Why is racism still an issue? There's no more slaves. Everybody has the right to vote. Immigration laws are a little more lenient. A lot of places have a lot more diversity. Special programs and initiatives have been set up to give us equal opportunity. We've done everything physically possible to solve the race issue, but have we done everything mentally possible?
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt was in attendance at the march. He says that it's important to hear the issues that are touching your community when you have been elected as a leader. Kleinschmidt adds that it is wonderful to see the young people in the community getting involved.
There were a lot of other well-known folks there yesterday, the mayor, Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, and of course, hundreds of other folks. Michelle Laws, keynote speaker at the end of the celebration yesterday at the church. She is executive director of the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP, and it all ended at First Baptist Church downtown. The moral movement will not back down, according to Laws, from the pressure they have put on lawmakers. In Hillsboro yesterday, a similar celebration. Around 200 Hillsboro marchers gathered downtown on that beautiful sunny day for the 20th anniversary Northern Orange Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration, and WCHL's Danny Hooley was there for that one.
Members of the Hillsboro Board of Commissioners, the Orange County Board of Education, and the Orange County Board of Commissioners were among those who gathered at the Hillsboro Courthouse at 9 a.m. to celebrate King's legacy. Orange County Commissioner's Chair Earl McKee paid tribute to him and others of the civil rights movement who are no longer with us.
Too many of those voices were silenced by violence. Some because they insisted on the right to vote. Some because they insisted on the right to sit or to ride where they chose. And unfortunately, some simply because they spoke the truth. Those voices are gone now. They're part of history. But lest that history be forgotten, we must speak not only for them, but for our children and our children's children.
Dr. Stephen Halkiotis, chair of the Board of Education and longtime Orange County educator, picked up on that theme and railed against politicians who seek to move the nation back to old, discriminatory policies.
Young people have to remember their history. Young people have to be taught their history. Young people need to remember, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And there are people in Raleigh and in Washington, D.C. today that want to turn back the clock. They want to bring back what was the good old days for them. They were not the good old days for Dr. King.
Reverend Dr. George I. Allison of New Hope Baptist Church in Greensboro had sharp words for Republican leaders who've worked steadfastly against the president's efforts to expand health care coverage.
The enemy said, we cannot leave this thing else as the affordable health care. We got to call it Obamacare. Affordable health care will help everybody. When we call it Obamacare, then we can relegate it to a black.
Well, there's a lot more to that report as well. You can get our full reports on both those marches yesterday and ceremonies in Chapel Hill and Hillsboro, respectively, on our website at chapelboro.com. The National NAACP's former president says much of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream for America has arrived while more remains undone. The Charlotte Observer reports that Benjamin Jealous told more than 1,100 people yesterday at a Charlotte prayer breakfast that so much in the United States has changed for the better that King wouldn't recognize the new reality. But Jealous said King also would find familiar the undereducation of too many children and over-incarceration of so many young men. The Eno River Association has been defending the environment for nearly 50 years now. But this week, the nonprofit faced a new type of threat. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
When we got to work on Monday morning, we found that the four toilets in our office building were overflowing and had flooded pretty much the entire building with something that was clearly sewage.
That's Robin Jacobs, executive director of the Eno River Association. She says a Durham City sewer main backed up, flooding the Guest Road office building with untreated sewage, causing thousands of dollars worth of damage.
They are having to really gut the inside of the building, kind of like in a flood. The wallboard is coming out from about a foot up from the floor, and then everything below that essentially is coming out of the building and will have to be rebuilt.
Initial estimates for the repairs range as high as $100,000. Jacob says the nonprofit can expect to get some money from insurance and possibly some from the city of Durham, but not nearly enough to cover the losses.
we'll be paying for the rest of it with funds that we have, and contributions are welcome and much appreciated.
Though donations will help rebuild the office, Jacob says much of what was lost was the organization's history.
We lost 45 years worth of archives, all kinds of information that people had collected over the history of the Eno River Association, and all of that was destroyed.
Still, the nonprofit is forging ahead with activities and events, including a day of service for kids and adults on Monday and the beloved festival on the Eno in July.
We'll just get through it. We are not going to let this be a setback. We're still doing the things we do, working on land conservation.
The Eno River Association will temporarily relocate its office to Chapel Hill. Robin says the group is planning a dance party fundraiser on February the 21st at the Art Center in Carrboro to raise money for the repairs. If you want to help, you can find out more via a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The owners of the Varsity Theater on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill say they've raised enough money now to convert one projector from film to digital, and they plan to aim higher in the next month.
You know, it's been overwhelming, to say the least, as far as the response.
That is Paul Shereshian. He and his wife Susan bought the Varsity in 2009, bringing movies back to Franklin Street after the theater closed down earlier that year. This December, the Shereshians warned the screens might go dark again if they couldn't raise the $50,000 needed to convert one of the theaters from 35mm film to digital projection to keep up with new movie production standards. They launched a Kickstarter campaign and garnered the full goal less than halfway through the 60-day fundraising window. Shereshian says any additional money raised in the remaining month will go to convert the second projector, which will cost another $50,000.
For the equipment, it's $50,000 per theater. Even though the one theater is much larger as far as seat capacity and stuff, it's the same projector and everything that would run on the screen and stuff like that. So it would be another $50,000.
Shereshian says he's thrilled not only to have met the goal to go digital, but by the outpouring of support from the community.
Susan and I have been overwhelmed by the support, both financially, obviously through the pledges, and just, you know, the emails and people coming in off the street and saying, you know, the kind of things that we kind of felt all along as far as, you know, what the place meant to people. Just congratulations, stuff like that. We really do appreciate it.
More than 700 people have pledged money to the campaign so far. You can find out more by visiting a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Morse is here this morning and just looking like she's just in a great mood.
I am.
And everything is copacetic.
Copacetic.
How's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
All right.
I like those glasses.
How's it going? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you have more glasses than anybody I know. Every day it's a different look.
Reading glasses. Yeah.
Reading glasses.
I got about 100 pairs and they're all over the place because I'm always losing them.
Right.
And, you know, once in a while, one pair, the earpiece will break or, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You never know.
No, I don't. Every day, it's a new look. I love it. It's like, whoa, who's that?
Well, I'm glad I can switch it up once in a while so you don't get bored.
Oh, no. I will never be bored around you. I promise.
I'm sure of that. Yeah. Well, today's commentary is on the way, coming up in just a few minutes here. And it's Matt Bailey talking about development in Chapel Hill. And Matt has a lot of stuff to say there. And you can also catch his commentary on our website, chapelboro.com. And in addition to that, we have Inside Carolina something this morning. I'm not sure if it'll be basketball or football.
Ooh.
Could be football in light of that big hire yesterday of Gene Chizik. So we'll just have to wait and find out. So if you don't mind hanging out for a little while.
I'm hanging.
We'll get a little word from you on traffic coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz along with Nikki Morse on WCHL. Good morning.
When Squids opened over 20 years ago, we made a commitment to serving hot, fresh hush puppies to every table. They're really very simple, basically cornmeal and water. But when you bite into a hush puppy, you're transported to the coast. It's the perfect prelude to any seafood dish, whether it's fried oysters, grilled mahi-mahi, or fresh Maine lobster. And it's our way of welcoming you to Squids. Squids Famous Hush Puppies, the perfect start to a delicious seafood dinner.
Call me.
Bowman Huntoon and Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Did you know the Tax Increase Prevention Act of 2014 extended tax credits that businesses may benefit from when filing their 2014 returns? Some of these include the Research Credit, the Work Opportunity Credit, and the Energy Efficient New Home Credit. Wondering if your business qualifies? Contact us. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman Huntoon and Brown, and you can find more on chapelboro.com.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
It's 6:44. This is WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. After decades of just saying no to big retail, it suddenly hit some folks in Chapel Hill that sending all that sales tax to Durham wasn't such a smart idea after all. Some of the very same people who fought new stores for years now say the way to bring them back is to ban new housing. The latest example is The Edge, the proposed development on Eubanks Road at 40 and 86. We don't need a mix of homes, offices, and stores there, they claim. We need a Target or a Costco. Hate to break it to you, but Target and Costco aren't interested in The Edge. Drive north or west of The Edge and you'll quickly see why. Hardly anybody lives there, and thanks to our rural buffer, hardly anybody ever will. Target and Costco want to be in the center of the population, not the edge. Chapel Hill already has areas that are zoned and ready for retail today. The problem is the stores we want don't want those locations either. When Dillard's left University Mall, Target wasn't interested. When Borders Books closed, the only taker was UNC Healthcare. The fact is, more and more of today's shoppers want something different than Chapel Hill's aging shopping centers. They want the kind of place that feels more like an old-fashioned downtown. Don't believe it? Go to the Weaver Street lawn on a Saturday afternoon and notice all the people. Then go to University Mall or Rams Plaza. No wonder Cameron's left Chapel Hill for Carrboro. To attract more stores, we need to create places that attract more people. So when someone tells you we'll finally get more stores in Chapel Hill if we simply ban new housing, remember, keeping new neighbors out won't bring new stores in, especially to locations that those stores just don't want. The Costco ferry isn't coming to save us. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
After grinding out a 15-point win over Virginia Tech Sunday night in the Smith Center, the Tar Heels are now 14-4 overall and 4-1 in conference play. But there is still a lot of improvement to be had, for sure. For example, the Hokies were able to slow the game down and control the tempo against the Heels, something Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams would like to fix.
We're not playing anywhere near as fast as I want us to play. So, I mean, I think we're playing very average pace, and I'd like us to play faster for sure. But it is a challenge because the other team's well coached, have good guards. I mean, yeah, it's frustrating at times, but I like for it to be, you know, 130 to 110 us.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol.
but it can be too late.
No blockade.
In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Justin Jackson had his best conference game of the year versus Tech, chalking up 16 points to go along with 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 blocks. Williams has encouraged the freshman to be more aggressive on the floor.
Well, I've told him he's got to be more aggressive, but you know, it's not just taking shots or looking for your shot. It's getting some rebounds, too.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day. Great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Pilot for just $320 a month with zero to its signing. Or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during the inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for complete details.
I'm out for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and here with your morning traffic is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. No reports of any accidents so far. Just traffic in the building stages 15501, starting to see some busy segments both directions between Franklin Street and 40. And 40 eastbound looking pretty good so far. No incidents to get in your way into RTP from 86 to Davis Drive. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
No incidents to get in your way this morning.
No incidents.
That's refreshing.
No incidents or accidents or even a rock in the road.
All right. Well, hey, are you sure?
No.
Can you say that for sure?
There might be a pebble or two.
100% positive. All right. Listen, thanks a bunch.
Sure.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Fruit Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. It is, 39 degrees right now. Mostly sunshine, hot today in the middle 60s. Can you believe I just said that? High in the middle 60s? Amazing. Tonight, partly cloudy, and we'll have even more clouds moving in after midnight. Overnight low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the place to go to fuel up every morning, and you're going to love it. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, celebrity birthdays on WCHL, and then we'll have Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz on the way. And let's take a look at those birthdays, first of all. Director David Lynch is 69 years old today. Paul Stanley of Kiss is 63 years old today. I don't know about you. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Kiss. I don't know what to do. TV host Bill Maher of Politically Incorrect fame is 59 years old today. Actor Lorenzo Lamas is 57. He was on, Falcon Crest? And got famous in that role. Anyway, he's 57 years old today. James Denton, who appeared on Desperate Housewives, is 52. Country singer John Michael Montgomery, 50 years old today. Rainn Wilson, the actor from The Office, is 49. Actress Stacey Dash, probably still best known for her role in Clueless all those years ago, 48 years old today. Actorino Wilson of Mike and Molly, 46. That's a funny show. Singer Edwin McCain, 45. Actor Skeet Ulrich, Scream and As Good As It Gets, is 45 years old today. And actor Evan Peters, American Horror Story, is 28. Got a couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Linda Butler. Happy birthday, Linda. And also, Joe Kapowski celebrates a birthday today. And Joe is 115 years old. Just kidding about that. But everybody have a great birthday, especially Joe and Linda. Rock and roll! I'm hearing Johnny Winter. How you doing there, Freddie?
I'm good. Maybe we should break into the drum roll and wipe out.
Oh, okay.
I gave him to it now.
Well, that's pretty good.
I can't do it.
Wipe out.
Every garage band in the 60s.
That's right. I can't even. And the drums are just pounding away.
That's right.
You know? I could go for the rest of my life without ever hearing that song again. But I've heard it a million times.
But we're going with the rock and roll top pop tune from that decade.
Okay.
We're going to do number one hits.
All right.
And we're doing a tune that, my friend, 50 years ago today.
Oh, my goodness. 1965.
This was the number one tune in the land. Uh-huh. Name it. And the artist, Maestro, play the platter.
Here we go.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely.
Okay, that's all you get. You got to name the song and the artist. I know what that is right away. That's pretty easy, I think. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the name of the song and the artist.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Kathy Porter is Executive Director of the RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program, a part of the Orange County Department on Aging. Kathy Porter is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Well, the RSVP program is the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, and we basically recruit volunteers that are 55 years of age and over, and we recruit them and refer them to nonprofit agencies throughout the community. And at this time, we have approximately 550 volunteers that work in over 100 different nonprofit agencies and programs. We have some volunteers that almost look at it as a full-time job, working in several different agencies maybe. It is something that it takes great dedication for some people. On the other hand, you've got people that maybe work once a month for maybe 4 hours. Maybe they work several times a year doing one-shot volunteer assignments, helping out with a health fair or a street festival or just a one-time thing.
Kathy Porter has served as director of the RSVP program for a long time.
Been with the program here in Orange County 25 years now, and as executive director, 19 years as executive director.
Wow, that's been a long time, and I know you've worked with some wonderful people, and I guess that probably is one of the main pleasures of the job, getting to work with such great people at the same time knowing that you're really helping the Orange County community.
Oh, yes. We not only work with nonprofit agencies, we have several programs that we coordinate ourselves through RSVP, and one of those programs is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA, where we work with people who have low to middle incomes, and we prepare their tax returns.
RSVP hosts an annual recognition luncheon.
It's a wonderful event.
Kathy Porter, thank you for all you do to make Orange County a better place in which to live. Kathy Porter, Director of the RSVP Program. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Oh, yeah. A lot of phone calls coming in this morning. There's no question about that.
Downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Things will be great when you're downtown.
I'm glad Pat Clark could sing so much better than you.
Oh. Oh.
I used to introduce that song by saying,
Petula Clark.
Downtown with Pet Clark. Don't mind if I do. It's kind of stupid. I would never do that now.
No. Keep those cards and letters coming right on in, folks.
1965, it was a number one song.
Oh, it was one. I remember the first time I heard it. It was a great song.
I liked it. I once delivered it. You've spoken to the Friends of the Downtown, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I spoke to the Friends of the Downtown one time, and got up there and recited very seriously the lyrics to Downtown by Bette Clark, and it was... about 30 seconds before people started to catch on. It was hilarious.
Yeah, right.
I could barely deliver the next line because I was just about to laugh. And then some people started snickering and realizing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And then it got to be great. Everybody kind of joined in, you know.
There was a painful 5 or 10 seconds, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking at first, maybe nobody's going to get this.
Yeah. I still remember Jack Webb.
Yeah.
Who was Sergeant Friday on Dragnet on Johnny Carson's show, looking into the camera and reciting the lyrics in his deadpan voice, Wild Thing.